Back in KMC Sports Zone on this snowy Wednesday night, John Swisher along with you. Max Stoltz is the head coach of the West Delaware boys basketball program as we wrap up our West Delaware theme before we jump into our coverage area coaches here on this Wednesday night, KMC Sports Zone, as the West Delaware boys basketball team sitting at 6-8 overall, 5-5 in the WAMAC Conference, as the last three games out for the Hawks. Good teams and suffered losses last night to CPU, Saturday to Monticello, and to Solon on last Friday. We go back to your last win, Coach, was Independence on the road last Tuesday night and took down the Mustangs 64-35 as we start with that one. And what a good effort, road effort by your team, getting a much-needed win.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that has been going really well for the boys is their defensive effort. I mean, holding the team to 35 points, averages out to have pretty much hold them to a single-digit quarter every night. So I was really proud of that. Offensively, you know, things were clicking. Paul kind of got going here a little bit. Keaton was doing well with some shooting stuff. So just a good night, good team night overall, and was pretty proud to come out with the win on that one.
No doubt about it. And then turned around and stayed on the road, went to Solon and gave the Spartans, a number 6 team in Class 3, a battle, as this one turned out to be a 13-point loss, but right in it for a good majority of the game, 66-53. And you just had an answer for everything Solon gave you until the end. They kind of wore you down a little bit, and they were able to hang on for that win, but had to be very pleased with the effort by your team on the road on that last Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Going in, I think only down 2 in the first, down 3 at half, you know, it kind of was one of those things. The boys showed up to play. I was, after the game, you know, we talked and just there was nothing really to hang their heads about, right? They gave a great effort. The ball was going in. They were playing so unselfish. KCJ stepped up pretty big for us there. I think he had his career high that night. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And it just kind of seemed like things were clicking and guys were being patient. We were down with trying to get through some of that sickness era around Christmas time with guys out and not sure who was back. But I thought they battled really, really hard. And it kind of just shows the boys of, you know, you're right there. And just a couple of possessions can change the game.
No doubt about it. Then coming back home with the Saturday contest, Saturday afternoon against Monticello, a good team just jumped into the rankings this week at number 10 now. Panthers with the win 54-45. You never know with those Saturday games how you're going to come out. And came out and gave Monticello a challenge there, 11 three-pointers, but unfortunately it wasn't enough as Monty able to get the 9-point win.
Yeah, you know, we shot the ball really well. I think we were 11 of 22, which is 50%. So, you know, you can't ask for much better than that. You know, I thought we just kind of got into a little groove, and when they're going, it's hard to fight that battle with the boys of, you know, keep shooting versus let's try to get in and get some easy ones. But just missed a lot of bunnies, few old board things, you know, all things that can be cleaned up. So still feeling good after coming out of that one. Just know that the next couple of games here are going to be a grind for us.
No doubt about it, as last night with the loss, another 11 three-pointers a night for your team. You talked about it, it's kind of contagious there. When they get on a roll to shoot those threes, you don't want to have to live and die by them, but they're nice when they go in, that's for sure, and you get on a little run. But center pointer banded just too much last night on the road as they pulled out the 11-point win.
Yeah, you know, I can't complain about having 11 threes in a game every night. You know, that'd be pretty nice if you could just bank on that every game. But CPU's got kind of the same team they were last year. They've got a lot of, maybe not a lot of size at like, say, 6'6", but, you know, all of them are 6'2", 6'3", and they rebound well, and that group's been playing together for a long time. So it was good. It was good competition, obviously. Just some things for us to continue to clean up and try to get ourselves in the best shape come the postseason. But still plenty of good things that we saw. Just, you know, it's nice to play in such a tough conference sometimes. You know, if you see a lot of things that like, oh, we, you know, we can clean up on this thing here, or we did this really well against some pretty good teams. So still a lot of confidence from us as coaches and hopefully for the boys going forward.
Indeed, the schedule hasn't been impacted too much by Mother Nature, a little bit maybe early on, but not a whole lot that I can think of. Hopefully that theme continues. I know some schools in the coverage area are moving up games. Is there any talk about possibly doing that with your Marion game on Friday night?
I think it was just mentioned in passing, maybe at like 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock this morning, but I haven't heard anything since then. I know Friday's not going to be great, yeah. And then I know Saturday is not going to be great either, but just kind of have to keep the boys ready. You know, we were able to get in 15, 20 minutes today after school before that blizzard came in, and they had us get everybody out of there. But you just have to be able to adjust and be ready to play any night.
No doubt. Can you believe there's only, 8 games left on your schedule going into that Marion game? I should say 7 games only. Boy, this season has really flown by.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the more exciting parts for us as coaches is, you know, seeing where a lot of these guys came in having no varsity experience to very little. Just the amount of growth that the guys have shown, you know, everyone from, you know, Paul's played a lot, but even he has shown some growth this year. Keaton, KCJ, Kyle, Austin, you know, all guys that might have got a few minutes or haven't seen the floor much, they're playing really, really well and playing really well together. I'm definitely excited for the last 8 games that we got here to see how much better we can get.
No doubt about it. All right, Coach, we'll see you next week. Best of luck with that game at Marion, and we'll see you down the road. Thanks for your time, as always.
You bet. Thanks, Swish.
Max Stoltz, head coach of the West Delaware Boys Basketball Program here on the show. More coaches to get to. All of our coverage area basketball coaches coming up now on this edition of the KMCH Sports Zone from KMCH Sports.